when you last left Bubba Show, we were talking to Leanne. So dog's on the porch. You're on the porch. Mama bear sneaks up behind you, shoves you down. You face plant on concrete. Take it away from there.
Yeah, so I face planted on the concrete, and the first thing was like, oh, gosh, not my teeth, because I'm a dental hygienist.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
So a bear's on top of you, and Leanne, the first thing you're thinking is, please, not my teeth.
I get it.
I know, right? So then she starts pulling at the back of my head. She bites the back of my head.
Okay? Oh, my God!
So I have short hair, and she's just yanking at the back of my head, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, she's going to scalp me. Oh, and I'm just, like, I'm absolutely helpless. I don't know what to do.
Are you screaming? Where's the dog at?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know where the dog. So she's biting the back of my head, almost ripping my head off, my scalp off, and then she got distracted by the dog. He's on the deck. He goes over to the gate to get out to our driveway. Well, she runs over to him. She has him quartered at the gate, and I'm like, I get up, I'm screaming, I'm like, Smokey, you know, trying to get up, because this is, at this point, I'm like 4 feet from my back door.
And your face has been hit off concrete, the back of your head has been bitten by a bear, and you're still cognizant, alert, and awake enough to jump back to your feet to try to save Smokey?
I don't know how I did it. Yeah, I'm... so then... I get up, I'm standing there, oh, God, Smokey. And because I just thought, oh, gosh, you know, one little bite on him. And, you know, he said little. So she comes running back at me.
Back at you now. So doesn't attack, doesn't, like, eat Smokey as an appetizer. He's coming back for the full meal. She's coming back for the full meal. Okay.
And it is a full meal. And so... she knocks me down on the deck, and then she bites my arm.
Oh my gosh. This is not real.
I was hard to believe. I couldn't believe it was happening.
So now she bites your arm. So she bit the back of your head. She bites your arm. Smokey's cornered. What happens next?
So then she's laying on top of me.
Oh my God. And I'm screaming.
I'm just screaming, someone help me. Someone help me. And, I later found out some of the neighbors, you know, might have heard something, but, you know,
thanks for all the help there, neighbors. So what is she, so how do you save your own life? There's a bear on top of you, gnawing at your arm. How do you get the mama bear off of you?
Well, to be honest, it had to have been a guardian angel, because she must have got distracted. She must have thought Smokey went over the fence, and then she went over the fence and into the yard, thinking maybe Smokey went down that way. So I get up, and here she's trying to climb the back of our deck, okay? And we have a built-in bench at the back of our deck.
Okay.
So she's trying to climb underneath that built-in bench to get back at us. And she was like, she was not messing around. She wanted back at us bad.
Yeah.
And I turn around, and Smokey's right at the door, okay? I let him in. And I go in that door. And you know how you turn around, you're like, oh, my gosh, I hope I have enough time.
To slam the door behind me, yeah?
Yeah. So I get in the house. I slam the door. I crawl to – we still have a landline in the kitchen. So I crawl to our phone.
When you slam the door, was the mama bear right on your heels?
I have no idea.
Okay.
It's like a horror story.
Oh, my God. I'm freaking out. And then you call 911.
Yeah, I called 911, and there just happened to be a police officer not too far away from our neighborhood. I mean, like, you know, right across the street, sort of.
And you're literally like, you better be careful, because there's a crazy bear in my backyard.
Well, that's what I said. I said, tell him not to come in the back door.
Yeah, come the front.
And I'm just bleeding everywhere. I mean, it's just dripping off of me.
Yeah, because you were just attacked by a bear, Leanne. And then, how bad does a bear's breath smell? Do you remember the smell?
Oh, my Lord.
No.
Okay, thank God.
They say it stinks, but I did not smell anything.
If you had to guess, how long of a period of time was this? It probably felt like 4 hours, But in the period of time of you spotting the bear to you calling 911, what do you think?
It just only had to be a couple minutes.
Oh, my God.
But it probably felt like hours. Now, you recently had a surgery.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got out of the hospital, I think it was 2 days after.
What kind of surgeries did you have to have done?
Well, so in the meantime, that night, I went to Butler Hospital. Then they sent me down to AGH, and I had staples in the back of my head, and then they kept stapling because they kept finding.
Oh,
like,
my God!
Oh gosh, help me.
Okay, so what was the surgery?
So then I had to go back in this past week, and my nose was broken.
Ugh.
And I guess all my sinuses were smushed.
Oh, like, my God.
Fractured. So I had, I have 2 plates on one side of my cheek, and then one on the other, and then screws in there, too.
Oh, so your face is all screwed together. What about your arm that the bear bit?
Well, the arm, some of the bites they left open, and then some of them they had to suture.
Oh, my God.
I have scratch marks on my back.
I might pass out.
My gosh, Leanne.
Leanne, I mean, unbelievable. And the only question I didn't ask, and I don't know if Melanie asked it, so if I'm repeating a question that we ask, I apologize. I'm freaking out in here. How big... You said that the bear cubs in the tree were large. How big was the mama bear that attacked you? If you had to guess.
Well, they said 200 pounds, I guess. But I'll tell you what, when she knocked me down that time to bite my arm, she was very strong. That's one
I'm
thing
sure.
I did
She's
notice.
A bear.
Like, oh yeah, she was not happy. She did not like me at all, and she was very strong.
It's a bear.
Very aggressive.
Now, here's my next question. Did they catch the bear, do you know?
Well, they did. Like, that night...
I would assume they put it down. Whenever they find aggressive bears, they put them down, and then they'll take the cubs, and they'll send them out to the wild somewhere else, right? So did they catch the bear and put the bear down?
Yeah,
did I hear when they found the bear was very aggressive towards them as well?
Yes.
Yeah, I did hear that.
So she had moved the cubs to the tree right in the neighbor right behind us, like in their tree, which it's a bigger tree, and they were up in that tree, yeah.
Wow. Well, Leanne, you are, I mean, you're not blessed that you were attacked by a bear. You're blessed that you survived a bear attack in Butler.
Yes.
I am very, very blessed. And the people that have reached out, like neighbors, friends, people I don't even know. A lady sent me flowers just because of all the haters. I don't even know her. Just because of all the hate comments that we get,
Hate comments? Why would anybody hate you?
Because of the bear. Because of the bear, right?
Yeah.
You didn't ask the bear to come and attack you.
I know. Yeah, I probably could have done things differently, but,
How? Would not take the dog out?
You're trying to help your little 8-9-pound Smokey.
Well, listen, Leanne.
This is just an unfortunate situation all the way around.
It really was.
Yeah.
See what I mean about wild animals? See?
Now, Melanie, are you a believer?
I'm a believer with Leanne. Yes, in Butler. Yes, I am.
Leanne, thank you so much for joining us. Obviously, continue to heal. Continue to get better, and thank you for coming on our show and sharing your harrowing story of surviving a bear attack, not just once, but twice. I mean, it came back a second time, and thank God Smokey's okay also.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
If you ever need anything from us, let us know, and stay away from the bears, okay?
You get better.
I will.
And just heal, okay? Thanks, Leanne.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow.
I mean, you can tell in her sinuses and with all the plates and everything and her, I mean, she fell flat on her face, knocked her, that too.
She was touched by a bear.